definitely the most unusual sound that you will hear in the Irish countryside. But an ever more common one, as the deer population, specifically the Sika deer population, continues going up and up and up. Also spiralling higher and higher is what you're paying for beef in the supermarket. A global shortage of cattle means that factories here are paying as much as €1,000 a head more than they were this time last year. So, what would happen if you marry a surplus of deer with a shortage of cows? Might there be better value to be had in venison than beef? Are there enough hunters to supply that demand?
On the hill, we can see through the sights easily. Three hinds, and farther in the distance, there's always a stag or two.
Adam Gornick is a gamekeeper.
If we keep looking, there will be somewhere there.
And is one of those hinds bigger than the other? Would that be what you would be going for? Or are they both about the same size?
I reckon they would be the same size. I wouldn't recognize, you know, the difference in the distance.
So from this point on, how much work is involved?
In the rough terrain, in the mountainous, let's say you have 150 meters to cover, 30, 40 minutes from the shot, we start in growlicking.
Okay.
So the growlick takes 5 to 10 minutes. Like
back over that 150 meters, dragging it behind you, how long is that?
150 meters, if you have access to drive to that point where you are shooting from.
Yeah.
It can take 20 minutes, it can take an hour.
I'm getting the picture that you're talking 3 hours minimum and probably a little bit more from the moment you fired the shot.
Minimum, 3 hours.
So depending on how you value your time, is this financially worthwhile?
Absolutely not. That's the reason I'm not involved in selling. Okay. Yeah.
Like these trailers are 80, 90,000 apiece. I have five of them.
Part of the solution to the problem that Adam identifies is to be found in a refrigerated lorry parked high in the hills over the Glenmalure Valley in County Wicklow. Enterprising butcher Pat Doyle has set up a collection station that takes a huge amount of the labour out of the hunter's job and guarantees Pat a steady supply of deer.
So there's a hoist here, lifts the deer up, they put the hook up.
Hoist there, so they can literally put that into the back of their Jeep.
Yeah. And this, that comes down, they can put it in the back of the Jeep, lift the deer up, put a hook on the rail, weigh it here. There's the scales. Fill out the docket book here.
So they record the weight, they record the date, who shot it.
Where it was shot, the tag number, and they entered it in the book, put the tag on the deer.
Because all of these guys have a HACCP qualification, do they?
They're all trained in food hygiene.
Okay.
So they'd inspect the lungs and that to see if there's any sign of TB is, yeah, you know, yeah, one of the yeah. things.
And then it's
sold in here.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of deer there now.
Yeah, there's about, I'd say there's 80, 100 deer there now.
How many days shooting does that represent?
It depends on the weather. We've had nice dry weather, so that's a week. Maybe it's about 5 days, I think, since the trailer was collected.
Yeah. And how often then are you swapping trailers out?
So we try and lift a trailer twice a week here.
It's a lot bigger a business than I thought it was.
I've 40 people, 50 people employed. Most of the high-value stuff is sold here in Ireland, believe it or not. So you've got the loin mainly sold in the restaurants, so that goes to food service mm-hmm. into the restaurants, and then the haunch will go retailers we deal with, Aldi, Lidl, Dunnes, Super Value.
We're not exporting that much.
We are exporting. We tend to export what's called manufacturing meat, so anything that goes into salamis, so goulash, those sort of things, tends to go abroad.
But the prime cuts are staying here at
most
home.
Most of our prime cuts are sold here in Ireland. Yeah, we've had a very busy Christmas. And normally at this time of the year, we'd have an awful lot more stock. But all of a sudden, whoosh, it just went. So this has probably been one of our best years for sales.
So how many other places do you see yourself doing this around the country?
I'd say we could do 3 or 4. I have the trailers already. So like, it's only a matter of all we need is one floating trailer and taking the stuff.
And do the networks of hunters exist in those places?
It does, yeah. Yeah, because we're already collecting.
And this just makes that job just that little bit easier for them?
Makes job easier for everyone. For me, for the hunter, it's speedier. You don't have to handle the carcass 2 or 3 times. You just, when they shoot it, they can bring it straight in and it's immediately in refrigeration, which is really important to give a consistent flavour in the meat. Temperature fluctuation affects flavour.
So as people like Pat Doyle and Wild Irish Game are professionalising what was once a hobby, what impact has that had on the price of venison?
Do you have very good circulation, or do you just always have permanently cold hands handling chilled meat?
And permanently cold, especially this week. We wear a lot of layers.
I went to butcher Keith Grant in the village of Roundwood in Wicklow, who is selling more and more venison with each passing season.
It's growing definitely year on year. I would say it's probably about 7.5 to 10% at the moment. But I would say it's going to be pushing 15 this year, definitely, if not more.
Okay, well, let's just take a figure of 10%. That's easy to work with. How much chicken? I presume you're selling more chicken than anything else.
Yeah,
you?
Chicken's probably, it must be about 60, 65% of our business at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. And how much of your business is still beef?
It is less over the last year, just as the price increases went up. I would say it's probably in the 20s at the moment. There's still a market for it, but nowhere near what it used to be.
So you are selling half as much venison as you are selling beef now.
Yeah, it's actually surprised us how much more we're selling of the venison.
And if you were to go back 3-4 years, what would the venison figure be?
Oh God, like maybe 2%, something like that.
Really? Okay, yeah. So it is taking off in a major way. Now, let's do the price comparison thing then. I have a note here of the average price for beef in 3 different supermarkets this week. Now, it's very hard to do a cut-for-cut kind of thing with beef and deer because the deer are so small.
Yeah, it's a very different breakdown.
But price per kilo for a fillet steak, beef fillet steak, is €59.41. What can you do that for?
So the closest cut to that on the venison would be the backstrap, and you'd be in and around about the €55 a kilo mark. So
€4.40 a kilo cheaper.
Yeah.
For the venison.
Yeah, so it is good value on that one.
That does surprise me. If you were to try and make a stew, I'm getting an average price for diced beef this week of in and around €18.
On the venison, you'd be looking around about €24 a kilo.
Again, because the animal is just that little bit smaller.
It is. It's down to yield more than anything. Like, there's a lot of bone on the venison, and it's just a much smaller animal, whereas with the beef animal, it's so much easier. You have a more variety of cuts and a better bone-to-meat ratio.
And again, because of the size of the animal, I presume there isn't an equivalent cut for strip loins or for ribeyes, really, is there?
No, not really. It kind of all goes as... It's a different way of breaking down the animal, so there's not really like-for-like on them. There might be like-for-like, but they're so small that you couldn't sell them.
But there is value to be had there in venison.
Oh, there is definitely value, and it's a brilliant lean meat. So, like, you might be cheaper on certain cuts of beef, but you're paying for fat, say. Whereas with venison, you're pretty much paying just for meat.
So I'd say the gym bunnies love venison.
Yeah, absolutely. Lean protein, and it's the most sustainable meat in the whole country.
Tell me about your vegetarian customers.
I know, it's a bad one now. It's a thing I never thought I'd see, but we have at least 8 or 10 vegetarian customers who will buy the venison, and their logic is that they don't like the idea of farmed animals and all that comes with that. But for them, venison, it's wild its whole life, it's roaming the Wicklow Hills, and then 10 seconds it's all over and they know nothing about it. So from an ethical standpoint, they see no issue with eating it, and you can't really argue with the logic.
Keith Grant in Wicklow showing there is value to be had in venison.